The behaviour of people these days seems to be getting worse and worse. In the name of individual rights, many governments around the world are legalising abortion up to birth. Really? It seems that the march of evil is implacable. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Just stop and think about that. Dismembering the body of a living child is considered legal in many jurisdictions simply because the child is in its mother's womb. And if that's not yet the case where you live, just watch and wait, because it's coming. And abortion's not the only issue. There are so many other evils that are simply becoming the norm that it defies belief. Why does God allow these things to happen? Well, first up, it's no surprise to him. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. You must understand this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Why do these things happen? Because in so many different ways, and that's quite the list right there, we've become lovers of ourselves rather than lovers of God. We live in the age of self, and that attitude of extreme selfishness is the reason for this inexorable march of evil. Okay, so you and I can't change the rest of the world. We, on our own, can't stop abortion or the slave trade or the many other atrocities playing themselves out in this day and age. But we can make sure that we're not part of it. We can make sure that we're not one of those people causing distress in these times. How? By being a lover of God and not a lover of self. That's his word, fresh for you today. Facing up to evil is, yes, confronting. That's the nature of it. And facing up to the temptations to participate in extreme selfishness in our own lives, that's equally confronting and equally necessary. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.